Jeremiah chapter 26. In the beginning of the reign of Jotham the son of Josiah king of Judah, came this word from the Lord, saying, Thus saith the Lord, Stand in the court of the house of the Lord, and speak to all the cities of Judah, out of which they come, to adore in the house of the Lord, all the words which I have commanded thee to speak unto them. Leave not out one word, if so be they will hearken and be converted every one from his evil way. That I may repent me of the evil that I think to do unto them for the wickedness of their doings. And thou shalt say to them, Thus saith the Lord, If you will not hearken to me to walk in my law, which I have given to you, to give ear to the words of my servants the prophets, whom I sent to you rising up early, and sending, and you have not hearkened, I will make this house like Silo, and I will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth, and the priests, and the prophets, and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord. And when Jeremiah made an end of speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak to all the people, the priests, and the prophets, and all the people laid hold on him, saying, Let him be put to death. Why hath he prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, This house shall be like Silo, and this city shall be made desolate, without an inhabitant? And all the people were gathered together against Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. And the princes of Judah heard these words. And they went up from the king's house into the house of the Lord, and sat in the entry of the new gate of the house of the Lord. And the priests and the prophets spoke to the princes, and to all the people, saying, The judgment of death is for this man, because he hath prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your ears. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the princes, and to all the people, saying, The Lord sent me to prophesy concerning this house, and concerning this city all the words you have heard. Now therefore amend your ways, and your doings, and hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will repent of the evil that he hath spoken against you. But as for me, behold I am in your hands. Do with me what is good and right in your eyes. But know ye, and understand, that if you put me to death, you will shed innocent blood against your own selves, and against this city, and the inhabitants thereof. For in truth the Lord sent me to you, to speak all these words in your hearing. Then the princes, and all the people said to the priests, and to the prophets, There is no judgment of death for this man, for he hath spoken to us in the name of the Lord our God. And some of the ancients of the land rose up, and they spoke to all the assembly of the people, saying, Micah of Maresi was a prophet in the days of Ezechias king of Judah, and he spoke to all the people of Judah, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Zion shall be plowed like a field, and Jerusalem shall be a heap of stones, and the mountain of the house the high places of woods. Did Ezechias king of Judah, and all Judah, condemn him to death? Did they not fear the Lord, and beseech the face of the Lord, and the Lord repented of the evil that they had spoken against them? Therefore we are doing a great evil against our souls. There was also a man that prophesied in the name of the Lord, Urias the son of Semi of Kiriathirim, and he prophesied against this city, and against this land, according to all the words of Jeremiah, and Jotham, and all his men in power, and his princes heard these words, and the king sought to put him to death. And Urias heard it, and was afraid, and fled and went into Egypt. And King Jotham sent men into Egypt, Elnathan the son of Achshobar, and men with him into Egypt. And they brought Urias out of Egypt, and brought him to King Jotham, and he slew him with a sword, and he cast his dead body into the graves of the common people. So the hand of Ahikam the son of Shaphan was with Jeremiah, that he should not be delivered into the hands of the people, to put him to death.